Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Good morning and welcome to Seeing Beyond. We've got 2 hours for you today. That's right. We'll be on from 8 until 10 today. And remember that we're on this Friday also 8 to 9 a.m. If you want to know more about our schedule, about me and our pioneering guests, they're the ones who are doing something different to make a difference, just simply go to the calendar on the homepage of seeingbeyond.com. And by the way, all of our guests' contact information stays up on the guest page for 1 year after their appearance. So it's very easy for you to check into our personal growth metaphysical yellow pages right at seeingbeyond.com. It's also the place where you can read Lance Ferguson's Skywatch. We're in some pretty interesting times, don't you think? Let's hear what Lance Ferguson has to say about today, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Skywatch for Wednesday, June 16th. Green lights. No runs, drips, or errors in the Skywatch this morning. The moon is still in fun-loving Leo, suggesting an especially good day to deal with children, bosses, and authority figures, and your own creative projects. The kiss of the day shows up at 3:27 p.m. when the moon sextals the sun. There's a wonderful balance of yin and yang in this aspect that's useful in everything you do. Dreamy hours await the moon opposing sleepy Neptune at 8:24 p.m. this evening. A short votive course period follows until the moon enters practical Virgo at 10:41 p.m. This evening. Yeah. If your birthday is this week, wow. From June 13th through the 19th, you have a barn burner of a solar return, the chart of your new year, Gemini. First, you have a once-in-a-lifetime pair of aces, Jupiter and Uranus, both in the sign of new beginnings, Aries, in this new solar return. Change is your ally in the months ahead, and surprises can work out in your favor. Stay positive, stick to the truth, and you won't lose many poker hands. You also have a high-powered Mars-Pluto trine in your new solar return. Woo, that means you can set new personal best records in everything you attempt, Gemini. This is the year to start a new notebook and a new chapter in your life. Get clear and focused on the next step you want to take. Be prepared for a golden opportunity to strike. In fact, ask for it, as times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. Welcome back to Seeing Beyond. You're going to love this hour, especially if you're wondering what your next step might be. And hey, it sounds like if this is your birthday week, you've got a great future for you. Our guest this hour is Dorothy Tayo. She's the director of the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, and she's been doing that since 2007. She actually received her own hypnotherapy training at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy in 1985. Josie Hadley, the founder, would often say about Dorothy, "I kept the best." Dorothy became an instructor at the school in 1986. Josie and Dorothy both co-founded and developed the first medical hypnotherapy school in Northern California, the California Institute of Medical Hypnotherapy, in 1995. So I'm talking with a true pioneer and a fantastic teacher. Dorothy, it's so good to have you back on Seeing Beyond, my friend. Welcome back.
Thank you, Bonnie. I'm here, and I appreciate being here, and I thank you for having me.
You are so welcome. Well, let's go back in history a little bit. Yes, I also attended the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. Now, let me go back. There was probably about 1988. I loved it. It was literally life-changing for me, and I've told those stories many times on Seeing Beyond. I just feel like whether you're going to become a hypnotherapist professionally or not, learning how to get in touch with the subconscious, unconscious part of ourselves is so important. And it was just, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. And you've got some classes coming right up. But talk a little bit about your history with the school. I mean, flesh that out a little bit more about how you and Josie started working together. First, you were her student, then you started working together. You became lifetime friends.
That's true.
And now here you are, the director of the school.
Well, yes. And as most people know, Josie passed away in 2007. And at that time, she was, you know, she was ill, and she was going to just close the school. And I looked at that, and I thought, oh, my God, all of the people who have gone through the school, and to just have it disappear would, from my point of view anyway, would not be a good thing. So
it would have hurt my heart.
We negotiated, and she sold me the school. And I'm, you know, sometimes I think there's a lot to do in running a school. And my assistant and colleague Pat Sullivan helps me a great deal, and is my right arm. But I love teaching, and from my experience, people who have experienced hypnosis itself, and for one reason or another, have found their lives changing dramatically, and people who have taken the courses have found remarkable changes in their own lives as they learn more and apply that learning to everyday life and also to their own careers. And I think it's just important for the average person to understand that hypnosis is something that originally was created by medical doctors. Of course we see that people use it for entertainment, and some people are unscrupulous and try to use techniques to manipulate others. But therapeutic hypnosis is something that has been around since the 18th century. And surgeons who were working with people at that time for surgeries, for amputations, and that kind of thing, used hypnosis a great deal, and very successfully.
It's just amazing. What are some of the issues of life, and I think many of us are experiencing issues of life right now, where therapeutic hypnosis makes a difference?
Well, there's so many. We look around today and we see in so many people issues caused by stress. And let's face it, the world is in a stressful situation right now. Countries are at war, climate changes, oil pouring out of the Gulf, you know, all kinds of things that that elevate people's stress response. And I think that stress in and of itself has, you know, many symptoms. And hypnosis can help with those symptoms. And, you know, a few years ago, like 2005 or so, Mayo Clinic did a review and studies on hypnosis itself. And one of the things that they discovered is that hypnosis is something that can be not only worked with, but there was a study done with some volunteers where hypnosis had been induced, and then they were evaluated by a positron emission tomography, which is a PET scan. And when those subjects were given suggestions to see color, the color perception areas in their cerebral hemispheres of the brain were activated, whether they were looking at color or black and white. And when subjects were given the suggestion to see black and white, the color perception areas of the brain showed decreased activity regardless of what the subjects were viewing. So this implies that hypnosis is not a process of simply following instructions, but actually involves a change in the brain's perception. So when we look at all of that, then we can begin to understand the mind-body connection and how the body responds to what the mind is thinking. And Aristotle said it, 300 years before Christ. He said, in essence, a vivid imagination compels the body to obey it, for it is a natural principle of movement. Well, quantum physics and neuroscience now proves that that's absolutely right. So the cells in the body are responding to what the cells in the brain are doing. And that's why hypnosis can be such a magnificent way of changing conditions in the body. And we have to remember that stressful situations are always around us. It's our reaction, our internal reaction to those stressful situations that cause the issues, like hair loss, for example, or pains in your neck and shoulders and back and digestive problems and skin problems and heart problems and lung problems. And so when we're looking at all of that, taking hypnosis in and of itself is a beautiful way for the physical form to begin to repair itself. And whether it's physical, mental, emotional, there are ways for our brains and our bodies to work together to create more of an ideal state of health and wellness.
Well, it certainly, as I said, has made such a big difference in my life to have taken the Hypnotherapy 101 class at Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, which, as I said, I did back in about 1988. We're talking today with Dorothy Tayo. She is the director there. And listen to this, Seeing Beyond audience. If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is, listen, one of the fastest growing vocation in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. That's an introductory evening, which begins at 6:30. Of course, it's free, and all you need to do is register. It's 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419. So again, that's Wednesday evening, July 7th in Palo Alto, 6:30 p.m., the number 650-321-6419. And the purpose of this introductory evening is for you to meet Dorothy Tayo herself and some of the other faculty of the School of Palo Alto Hypnotherapy, and then decide for yourself if you'd like to take the hypnotherapy courses that begin in the middle of July. So we're going to be coming back and talking with Dorothy about what those courses are really like. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well, but when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
You ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Jean Hanner, the famous expert on Chinese face reading, will be at East West Bookstore on Wednesday to show you how to read your child's face. Eric Mazel, America's foremost creativity coach, returns to East West on Thursday with his newest book, Brainstorm. Danielle Hoffman, author of Temples of Light, offers a program on Friday. You can learn to meditate on Saturday and then enjoy a fabulous concert with celebrated flutist Ann Lissiter. Details at eastwest.com.
Well, we are back. I am Bonnie Colleen. We're here with Dorothy Tayo. She is the director of the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. Programs and courses developed under Dorothy's astute guidance are metaphor intervention, mind-body energy balancing, intuitive studies and development, and perception rules. Dorothy's approach to hypnotherapy is scientifically based. Workshops and programs have been long incorporated into the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy curriculum and have worked so well for so many people. And again, the number there is 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419. You can also go to their website, which is an acronym of their name, Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. So it's PASOH.com, Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy.com. It's linked right there on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Dorothy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, you know, this is a course that people are going to take. It's going to change their lives. I guarantee it. I put the Bonnie Colleen guarantee on that. I can't imagine that it won't. And people kind of want to know what it entails. And I asked you to be on the program about a month before the courses start, so that people can get their lives in order, get the dogs babysat, get the husband to stay home with kids, whatever it takes, or the guy to have the wife stay home with the kids, whatever it takes to make it to the courses. But they want to know ahead of time what this is about. So why don't you let them know when the courses are and what some of the requirements are? What happens when they take these beginning classes?
Well, number one, Bonnie, sometimes when people come in, I have doctors taking the courses, and they're taking those courses so that they can help their patients. For example, if a doctor's patient has hypertension and white coat syndrome, the doctor can help that patient relax and have their blood pressure more normal. And we have people who are life coaches who take the courses. I have doctors of psychology who take the courses. And I have people who are engineers who are leaving their corporate structure and wanting to do something more meaningful and also to be self-employed. Now, in the introductory evening, I talk a great deal about what the courses entail and what people will learn. But here I can tell you that what people are going to learn, for the most part, are the basics in the Hypnotherapy 101 course. And the basics are what is hypnosis? You know, to understand what it is and to be able to explain it to a prospective client or to explain it to a group of people with whom you're speaking. And also, they not only learn that, they learn what an induction is, what that means, how to do it. They practice with each other. They know then how to apply it for habit control. These are the things they learn. They learn how to apply it for phobias, stress, all kinds of normal everyday issues that people have. And also, there is a somewhat spiritual aspect to dealing with individuals, and we talk about that. People who subscribe to the possibility of past lives. We have an all-day workshop in that 101 course that deals with past life regression, helping people deal with some things of yesterday that are affecting today. And we also have an all-day course on establishing a business. We call it Achieving Success. And in that, we give all kinds of information and places to go to start a business, to create a foundation, a base, if you will, for putting your life together and letting other people know you're available to help them. So there's so many things that go into the course itself that I have students who will come back and say, "Oh my God, I have changed so dramatically with this course." And one person said just recently, "You know, this course is so life changing that I'd like to have my whole family come and take this course." And we have a wonderful time in the classes too. Is there laughter? Absolutely. Do people really learn something? Absolutely. Do they change how they're thinking and their perception of themselves? Absolutely. And today actually is the last class for the 101 course from May and June. And today is the day they receive their certificates. And so I have their certificates, and we'll be handing those out to each person. And they're all very excited about getting that certificate and hanging it on their wall and proving to the world that there's something they know that can help others.
And what is this certificate exactly?
It's a certificate of completion, Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, and certifies whoever name it is for hypnotherapy and as a hypnotherapist, and based on the fact that of their studies and skills. And one of the things we do, one of the things that is important, and I sign that certificate, by the way, and they have a certification number, and the only thing I don't do is frame it for them.
I love that. And is this something that is like state approved? I mean, is there some kind of licensing or something that has to go on?
Yeah, the school is approved by the state of California in a private post-secondary vocational education. And so we are approved by the state to certify our students and have been since 1977.
Well, that is just fantastic, and that means that people can take this hypnotherapy beginning class for their own personal growth. They can also take it to begin a new career, and I know that so many of you are looking at the possibility of becoming an entrepreneur, working with yourself and for yourself, and I'll tell you, as an entrepreneur myself, it just can't be beat, in my opinion. So if that's something that fits your schedule, consider going to the open house Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, 6:30 p.m., free, but they do ask you to register, 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419. Well, I was one of these kids in school who stared out the window a lot and lived in my imagination. Somehow or other, I got good grades, but frankly, I thought a lot of it was just darn right boring. What I loved about going to the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy is, yes, there was some learning. There was a little tiny bit of what you might call lecturing, a little tiny bit of reading, but for the most part, it was experiential. In other words, I was making tapes. Back in those days, we used tapes instead of CDs, but I was making tapes for hypnosis. We were actually doing hypnosis on ourselves and with other members of the class. So it was very hands-on, even right from the beginning. Talk about the importance of that, because it certainly gave me the confidence I needed.
Well, from my point of view, the importance of practicing with colleagues in the class is tantamount to being able to go out and feel that confidence in what you're doing. And each class will have some practice. When you took the course, Bonnie, I don't think that there was a manual developed at that time.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, and but today's classes, we have a manual that goes with goes along with the textbook, and the manual itself has all kinds of worksheets. People practice with that, and before the first class is over, each person knows how to educate a prospective client, or as I say, anyone who will listen, about what hypnosis is and what it isn't. And I talk about it and teach it from the point of view of science. There are many ways to describe hypnosis and what it is and how it can be used, but I think that in today's modern world, people like to know what's the scientific basis for it. And I talk about that, and I talk about the fact that it's a natural, normal state. It isn't something strange or unusual. The way we used to look at it from the old B movies, that was such a misnomer. It was nothing compared to what hypnosis actually is. Hypnosis isn't about controlling someone or being controlled by someone. As a matter of fact, hypnosis itself is more, excuse me, it's more of a super way of self-control, of having some say-so over what your body will do or not do. And in these classes, with all of the information we have today, people walk away from a course and say, if I had only known this 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you know, when some stressful situation occurred or some disease was being experienced. So it's very important for me to educate people and educate that student who becomes my colleague, and each student they become colleagues to each other because they're learning and they are practicing what they're learning.
If you want more information about the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, you can go to PASOH.com. It's linked right there on the calendar section of our homepage on seeingbeyond.com. You can also visit them on Facebook or call them at 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419. They've got this free open house that you can meet Dorothy Tayo and others of the faculty and each other on Wednesday, July 7th. That will be at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy starting at 6:30. It's free, but they do like a registration, please, so they have plenty for all of you, any handouts or whatever. 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419. Well, the question is, who could be helped with hypnosis? Is that you? We'll come back from this brief break and talk more about that as we continue to see beyond.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
You ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
Besides being the director of the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, Dorothy Tile's dedication is her private practice, Options Unlimited, co-founded with Barbara Courtney. Independently and together, they offer weekend conferences. Annual retreats have been presented at Estillamar in Carmel. And since 1975, Dorothy has offered services in her private practice in intuitive counseling and hypnotherapy. Public appearances include radio, TV, lectures. She's a speaker at Sequoia Hospital and various service organizations. The number of the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, again, is 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419. Dorothy, where in Palo Alto is the school located?
I'm sorry?
Where in Palo Alto is the school located? What's your address?
It's on El Camino Way, which is parallel to El Camino. And it's more in the southern part of Palo Alto.
All righty. And for more information, you can go to their website, pasoh.com. Well, there are lots of people out there with varied backgrounds. Who could be helped with hypnosis, Dorothy?
Anyone who has pain, mentally, physically, or emotionally. And anyone who wants to change his or her life because people begin to recognize that their perception of themselves and life are some of the things that literally affect their health and wellness. And when I say mentally, physically, emotionally, obviously I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and certainly I'm not proposing that hypnosis should take the place of a doctor of any type. However, hypnosis is being used now by the medical community more and more, and psychology and psychiatry using it more and more. And many times we're looking now at MFTs and psychologists and so on who are proponents of brief therapy. You know, in years gone by, there was long-term therapy. People would be in therapy for 20 years. And now they're looking at brief therapy, and part of that is cognitive therapy and utilizing imagery and relaxation techniques and so on, and that we call hypnosis or therapeutic hypnosis. But you talked earlier about finding us on Facebook, Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. Absolutely. I invite people to go to Facebook and scroll down to in the info part to a place where I have put in a hypnosis session, but I should say an induction. Mm-hmm. It's about 15 minutes long, and all they have to do is click on that, and close their eyes, and sit back and listen. And there is an example of something I might do in a private session, knowing that the private session itself is more, personalized, certainly, for specific conditions. But this is just an example of a relaxation technique, and download it, record it, do with it what you will, but it's there for your use.
Well, that is great, Dorothy. And, you know, I think people love story. I call it the best teacher. What are some stories of either people who have been to you for private sessions, hypnosis sessions, or students who have taken the classes? How's this subject of hypnotherapy changed their life in some significant way?
Well, recently I had a student who came into the class feeling very... I'll say down and depressed, and who had gone through a divorce and was angry about it and really having a lot of difficulties. And divorce is one of the top 10 stressful life events.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
As you might know. Mm-hmm. and... learning how to reestablish her relationship with herself and change her perception of herself caused that course to help her heal and to change how she was thinking. Because lots of times our stress is self-induced. You know, if we stay in the same thought processes, you know, he's no good, look what he did to me, I'm a victim, and so on, and you stay in that long enough, and all of a sudden you're in this deep depression and feeling like you can't get out. Feels like a prison for some people. And what the course did for her was sort of open the doors to that prison, the doors that were never locked, by the way, but... it changed her life forever. So, you know, the stressful life events that happen to people, and it could be you, it could be me, it could be anyone we know, it could be all of the listeners right now who can think of their lives and think of past reactions to stressful situations, how long it took them to get out of it, and if they're out of it. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Sure. And the important thing is to know that there's help. And whether you're taking a course or just availing yourself of hypnotherapy, but it's there. There are ways through problem situations and stressful life events that will empower you rather than disempower you, that will give you strength rather than weaken you. The problem, Bonnie, is that stressful events are often the initiator of life-changing diseases and illnesses.
Oh, yeah. Even medical doctors are saying that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the studies on it are varied and many. But if someone has experienced the death of someone close to them, or divorce, or separation, or injury, or illness, or my God, look at some of the people today who have lost their jobs, you know, and sometimes retirement is something that is stressful for people. That's why I invite people to come to the open house or the introductory evening on the 7th of July, because those who have found themselves without a job, and there are many, may want to really start considering being their own employer, their own boss, creating their own entrepreneurial life. And so I say to students, you know, who are your potential clients? Anyone you know, anyone mm-hmm. you meet. Because there's not a person alive who doesn't have some issue that couldn't be changed and their quality of life couldn't be increased.
And what's going to be happening at this open house on July 7th?
Well, I will be there. A couple of other of my instructors will be there. You know, I probably won't have at that particular time my Spanish instructors and my Chinese instructor, but they generally have their own introductory evenings or Sundays or Saturdays. But the classes are taught not only in English, but in Spanish and in Mandarin. So people who come to the open house can expect to listen to what hypnosis is and what it isn't. Why does it work? I will give demonstrations. I will do a demonstration on one of the people in the group for hypnosis, so people can see what therapeutic hypnosis is all about. And will there be some laughter? Yes, you know, we have fun too. Everything. I don't want anyone to think that yes, this is serious work. On the other hand, we'd better learn how to laugh too.
Oh, absolutely. They say laughter and humor is the best healer. So that is so important. Well, again, you can attend the open house at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. It's in Palo Alto, of course, on July 7th. All you need to do is call them for a reservation starting at 6:30. It's free, but they do want you to register, please, at 650-321-6419, 650-321-6419, and be sure and visit them on Facebook. Well, I'm going to be sharing a story of how my having taken the course, the beginning course that is going to be offered to you, Seeing Beyond listeners, the middle of July. I'm going to be sharing a little story about how taking that course completely changed my life. We'll be back, Seeing Beyond.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Are you ready to eliminate your need for eyeglasses or contact lenses? Also improve and prevent eye diseases like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration. Attend Dr. Deborah Banker's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop in San Francisco at the Holiday Inn Civic Center Hotel, Saturday, June 19th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Learn how to improve nearsighted and farsighted vision and presbyopia with Dr. Deborah Banker's Self-Help Vision Care Kit. It's a non-surgical, natural way to improve your eyesight. Taking place Saturday, June 19th in San Francisco, call 303-494-4532. That's 303-494-4532. Or go to drbanker.com. That's drbanker, B-A-N-K-E-R.com. Again, that number, 303-494-4532.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer, Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio, and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
We are back. I am Bonnie Colleen. I'm here with Dorothy Tayo, director of the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. Visit them on Facebook. The number there, 650-321-6419. Well, Dorothy, you know, when I really want to do something, I do it. I bust through just about any kind of obstacle to get to where I want to go, which I suppose is a positive quality as well as some might say a little pushy, but nonetheless.
In other words, get out of my way, I'm coming through.
Exactly. Now, I have to really want what's on the other side of that door, but I was at a point in my life where something was nudging me, well, you might say shoving me in the direction of taking hypnotherapy. And the funny thing was that I never did want to be a hypnotherapist, but I loved that inner searching, and I still do. I mean, that's part of the whole reason of Seeing Beyond. And so I decided that hypnotherapy would be the next step in that direction for me. And I had not made up my mind that I was going to go to the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, but I did do a considerable amount of investigation of various schools. And I liked the fact that this one seemed to be so, I don't know, comfortable, neighborly, user-friendly, I guess is what I would say. I liked Josie Hadley, the founder of it, the minute I met her. So that was the school I picked. Now, this is what I mean by going in the direction that my heart is telling me. I was at that time a full-time, well, mother of two teenagers and a full-time high school teacher. Not in Palo Alto, but in Watsonville.
And stressful so, all by itself.
Yeah, and so at that time, I was taking the class on Tuesday evenings. I think it started at 7:30. And I would drive all the way over Highway 17 from Watsonville to Palo Alto. Luckily, my mother lived in Los Altos, so I could spend the night with her. But I did that for 10 weeks, taking this course. Now, how did that change my life? Well, as I said, I never set out to become a hypnotherapist. I already had a career, and I knew that my big new vision was to do something in the personal growth metaphysical realm. So I just wanted to take this hypnotherapy to kind of like open myself up more, to get more in touch with my intuitive mind. And you were talking about how hypnotherapy can help us to open up our imaginations. Now, Seeing Beyond listeners, I want to tell you, right now on the planet, that is the most important thing you could possibly do, because there are tons of opportunities out there for newness. If you want to go in the old path, it's probably going to be closed, because new things are opening up constantly, but you've got to have this connection with the ability to use your imagination and to listen, to really see, to really get it, to not miss it as it's passing by. So I had been the helping the host of a radio program in the Santa Cruz area. I loved it. And when that ended, because a lot ends on radio that you have no control over, I felt a real loss. I was really grieving that. Anyway, I didn't think there was much chance of me ever getting into radio. It was a very closed field. It still is. And so I took the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, and the last Saturday, it was evening classes with two Saturdays, the last Saturday, Josie was really concentrating on helping us to know how we could take this out into what we call the real world, the hard, cold reality, how we could set up our shingle, how we could start a practice and all of this. And I remember one of her questions went something like, okay, I'm going to go around the room now, and I want you each to tell me your number one desire, what you really want. It came to be my turn, and these words came out of my mouth without even, it didn't even seem like they went through my brain. And I said, I want to be the host of my own radio show. And she said, oh, well, you know, Josie, oh, well, that's totally possible. Have you heard of a radio station in San Francisco called KEST? And I said, no. And she said, well, they have opportunities for people just like you, go-getters who want to buy their airtime, learn how to pay for it, and you can be on the air for as many hours as you want. Well, needless to say, that piqued my interest that started Seeing Beyond just months later, and I've been on the air now for 22 years. You never know, folks out there, how taking a opening experience like hypnotherapy is going to change your life. So, Dorothy, again, talk about how touching into that subconscious, unconscious part of ourself is not scary, but phenomenal. It's fantastic. It's that part of ourselves that was so accessible when we were 2 and 3 years of age, and which kind of got beaten out of us through our early childhood, especially going to school. And talk about how opening up to that can make all the difference in our lives.
Well, you just did. But you're absolutely right. I think sometimes with some people, the change that's going on in the world right now and the change in technology, it seems to be overwhelming for some people. And that causes stress. But you're right. If we begin to change how we're thinking about things, what we're thinking about things, and become more positive in our approach to life, it affects our health and wellness. It affects our journey in life. Let's face it, Bonnie, if we're afraid to do something and things are overwhelming and we have the thought in our minds, well, that can never work, well, then we'll never move toward anything.
Right.
And the fact that we begin to think in terms of, as you did, you know, I really want my own radio show. Well, it could never happen unless you said it.
Right.
You know, that's what moves you. That's what propels us.
And the funny thing was, I mean, I knew that this was something that I missed in my life, but I had no idea that it was that this desire was that impelling until I had taken 10 weeks of this Hypnotherapy 101, and Josie asked the question. And like I said, I kind of irped out the answer.
Yes. Well, the other part is, Bonnie, you just went from one teaching format to another.
Oh, exactly.
You know, it's what you do, and you do it so well.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and I think that the your listeners, I have people come in all the time and say, oh, I heard you on Bonnie Colleen's show.
Oh,
I heard
great.
You on Bonnie Colleen's show. And if I have one person come in, you know, during the course of the course, it's many. And you have some absolutely diehard, if that's the right word, people, fans who listen to you religiously, so to speak. And I think that's just so wonderful. And I think that they get a great deal of information from you, your guests, and in most cases probably apply it to themselves and learn from it.
Oh, I've heard so many stories from Seeing Beyond listeners that prove that point, Dorothy. You know, we just have a few minutes. We're going to, of course, be inviting people to attend your open house free on July 7th, 6:30 p.m. That's a Wednesday, by the way. And that'll be an introduction that tells you more about the Hypnotherapy 101, which is going to start the middle of July. But first of all, I really want to again emphasize the fact that fear is a killer. It creates an anxiety and a stress in our lives that even medical doctors are saying can create ill health. Very importantly, it also stifles our creativity. In fact, it stifles our ability to see beyond. It stifles our ability to see the opportunities that are out there. And there are a myriad of opportunities out there in new places. So like I said, if you're going back to the closet to look in the same old back right-hand corner, you're probably not going to find it. But if you can get into that space of no thought, you'll notice it. Speak to that, Dorothy.
Well, I will. You said going into the closet instead of looking in that one spot. Actually, open the closet door and clean it out.
and
see what's in there.
That's funny. I just cleaned out my office yesterday.
well, see what's in there that you forgot you put there.
Right.
You know, and not only that, when you're really looking in there, you're really looking into the subconscious. And for some reason or other, you were guided to take that course back in those days when Josie was teaching, and guided to take that course so that you could do what you're doing now.
Oh, so well put, Dorothy.
Yeah, and that's what happens. You know, we find ourselves in situations that we wonder, how did I get here? And yet it's the very situation that propels us forward. And so what the courses that I teach do for people as well.
Well, Dorothy, that you put that so well. You yourself are such a great teacher, such an inspiration. I love your sense of humor, and so will Seeing Beyond listeners. Now, again, when do the 101 classes start, and do you still have two of them, evenings and mornings, or how is that working?
Normally, yes, and they start on July 14th, and they're on Wednesdays. And Wednesday morning, if people want to take the morning class, it starts at 9:30 till 1, and the evening class is 6:30 till 10.
And how long is this series of beginning classes?
10 weeks and 2 Saturdays.
Say that again?
10 weeks, 10 Wednesdays,
mm-hmm.
and 2 all-day Saturday workshops.
And I'm telling you, Seeing Beyond listeners, if that seems like a long time, I'm telling you it'll go like the twinkle of your eye.
Oh,
it is so much fun. It's so experiential. You're going to learn so much. You're going to make friends there. You're going to find out how you can make this into a career if you'd like to. You're going to also find out how you can use it in your own personal life for creativity and opening and stress relief. And, well, we've talked so much all about that. And if you want to find out more about the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy, if you want to meet Dorothy and some of the other people at the school, just simply attend the free introductory evening Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. They do ask you to register. So call them at 650-321-6419. Yep, it's free of charge, but please do register, 650-321-6419. Find out more by visiting them on Facebook or going to PASOH.com. It's linked right there on the calendar section of our Seeing Beyond homepage. And if you missed any of this program, or you know somebody who you think would really benefit from hearing what Dorothy and I had to say today, hey, we're going to be replaying it. That's right, next Monday, the 21st of June, from 9 to 10. Dorothy, thanks so much for having been here.
My pleasure, Bonnie.
All righty. We've got one more hour. Stay with us as we continue to see beyond.